Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. Previously, we were dwelling into an Islamic system and the establishment of an Islamic system and the requirements of establishing an Islamic system. We ended with a beautiful hadith from Imam al-Sadiq. He said that every country, every state needs to have three things. One, a scholar that is God-fearing, knowledgeable. A good king or a good leader that would lead the people. And also a physician that is trustworthy, that is skilled. Now, obviously, having a scholar and having a physician and having other things all depends on how good the ruler is. So the ruler is the most important part in this equation. If the ruler is good, then he will bring good scholars and good physicians. If the ruler is bad, then he will bring bad physicians and bad scholars. We have scholars which we call ulama al-bilat, right? We call them the scholars of the courtyards of kings. And these guys, they will bend the rules. They will break the rules just to satisfy their kings. You have people like, in terms of like speaking about Muawiyah, for example, or speaking the time of Yazid, or for example, Shuraih al-Qadi, he was supposed to be the jurist of the people of Kufa. And this guy, he issued the fatwa, the ruling to kill the grandson of the Holy Prophet, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When you have a jurist like that, that kills the son or the grandson of the Prophet, what are we talking about here? So do you see where this is going? And this trend continued through the Umayyad and Abbasi dynasty, where they brought these scholars close to them. And these scholars ended up changing, altering the essence of Islam. The mess that we have today is only because those scholars were under the supervision and control of bad rulers. Therefore, having a good ruler is a requirement. Imam Rida alayhi salam, he says, لَوْ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ إِمَامًا قَيِّمًا أَمِينًا حَافِظًا مُسْتَوْدَعًا لَدُرُسَتِ الْمِلَّةِ. If they did not have someone who takes care of their affairs, a leader that is trustworthy, that is a person that you can trust, a person that you can leave your belongings and leave your faith with him and nothing's going to happen, then the religion would disappear. The entire nation will cease to exist. وَذَهَبَتْ الدِّينِ, and the deen will go. وَغِيرَتْ السُنَنِ, and traditions will be changed. The traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. وَالْأَحْكَامِ, and laws will be changed. وَلَزَادَ فِيهِ الْمُبْتَدِعُونَ, and those who create bid'ah and sedation and innovation, they would create more of that in this religion. وَنَقَصَ مِنْهُ الْمُلْحُدُونَ, and those who are atheists, they will take from it. وَشَبُّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ, and the Muslims, again, they will get into doubts and problems. And this is exactly what happened to the Muslim Ummah after the Prophet, when they denied the rightful leader of Islam. Everything was altered. Therefore, the first thing we need to have is a just ruler. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amolidi, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخکاری اینجا کم سواب داره. دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که رو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we made it very clear that any system or any Islamic system needs to have a just ruler. You might be wondering and asking a very important question. What are the features, criteria, characteristics of this just leader or this leader that we want to have? So Al-Hakim al-Islami, an Islamic leader, what must he have or has in order for him to rule people? One, justice. I will repeat that word, justice. Justice is a requirement. If the ruler is not just, how could you ever trust such a person? So when we look at the narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam and to the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see there's a great emphasis on justice. Justice is always number one in the list. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in terms of justice, the context of justice, سَاعَةٌ مِنْ إِمَامٍ عَادِلٍ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِبَادِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةً. 1 hour with a just leader is better than 70 years of worship. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, Al-adlu junnatu dual. If you want to live in peace and harmony and heaven, then you need to have justice. Al-Imam Rida alayhi salam, he said, when it came to the leadership, he says, فَلِمَ جَعَلَ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ وَأَمَرَ بِطَاعَتِهِمْ. He's proposing a question to people. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed leaders, which is divine imams, and made people obey them? Then the imam replies with the fact that when they were placed with a leader, so that they know their limitations, what they can do and what they cannot do, and they place that on them, that they need someone that's trustworthy, that can help them prevent breaking the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, obviously, if we want to discuss the concept of justice and why it's important to have justice, then we need to have a different series. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself, when He sent the prophets, He sent them with one purpose, and that is لِيَقُومُ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْطِ. That people need to uphold justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the Quran, send the Torah, send the Bible and the books before that, and send 124,000 prophets for what? Just so people could establish justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in chapter Rahman, وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ, He placed the scales, justice, on day of judgment, justice. In this world, justice is required. If there is no justice, the system will collapse. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.